Always fun to have Leslie Murphy come in from St. Clair Tech, the digital media teacher out there, because it's like coming home for you. Good morning.
It is. Good morning.
Leslie got her start. If you don't mind me telling, bragging on you a little bit.
Sure.
Started pushing buttons during Tiger games and Red Wing games, sitting in here all alone at night, one of those games. And you must have enjoyed those games, because from here, you know, after college, you ended up where? In Detroit, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I loved board opting. The Tigers games here. It was a beautiful start. I always tell my students I'm thankful that I got to work at an actual radio station instead of McDonald's. No offense to anyone who works at McDonald's, right. But I never had to fry a fry. I just get to eat them. But yes, after that, I went to Michigan State, and then I worked at Fox Sports Detroit for over 11 years before I started teaching at RESA.
Man, that makes me feel old, because I remember when you were starting here, and you've had a couple of great careers since then. Out at RESA, you teach digital media, and a lot of people say, what is digital media?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do a little bit of everything. We do audio production. We do television production. We do some graphic design. The kids work in Photoshop and Illustrator. They do video editing. We have a studio where they do simulated live productions. They make their own talk shows, and they work with a green screen. They make special effects. We do you'd appreciate this, Foley projects, where they make their own sound effects.
I love that stuff.
It's so much fun. They love it. And every year I get kids who are like, I came here because I'm going to be a graphic designer. But then we do the radio stuff, and they love it. So it's just, it's a lot of fun.
Media is an industry that obviously is changing as we speak.
Oh, yes.
And so, traditional radio jobs are few and far between, traditional newspaper and TV jobs, but they're morphing into brand new careers that these kids are going to have.
Oh, yes. And I really, I was lucky enough to cultivate a lot of beautiful relationships with people in the industry who I keep in touch with now. And they kind of help me keep a pulse on what's going on and what skills the kids need. And we really try to prepare them for those. So we're preparing them for jobs in social media. We're preparing them, for jobs where they'll have to be able to make a 2-minute video and design a logo. It's a little or produce a podcast. It's a little bit of everything.
And it's funny because kids really equate radio with podcasting.
Yes,
and I remember talking to a young person. I don't remember where he was from or anything, but we were talking about radio, and he said, so, where do you record your podcast? We do podcast our interviews, but it's live radio, which is kind of becoming a thing of the past. How do you find students to join your program, or how do they find you?
The best thing to do is, talk to their high school counselors about doing either a one-day shadow with us. They can come to our open house, which we just had. It was February 21st, but it's always in February every year, so keep an eye open for that. We love to get to see anyone, 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders, because you come your junior and senior year. You can also come just your senior year.
I was going to say, if you don't get in your junior year, but think, boy, I wish I had started this before, you can join in your senior
year. That's correct, sir. Yeah. So
nice. It's
really a lot of good options. But the best way to go about it is seeing your homeschool counselor. And they have a great relationship with our counselors. And it's actually right now shadow season, which is like any given day. We have a kid come shadow our program for half a day or the whole day. And it's so much fun because I never know who's going to walk in my door. But I'm like, come on in, see what we do every day, like have a seat. And my kids love to show off their work. So it's really a cool experience.
It's like coming to play in the sandbox, because you got all kinds of neat toys to play with.
I do have a lot of good toys.
Yeah, because like you said, audio production, video production, you're working with computers and you're creating things. And I think a lot of people hear tech and they think, it's all technical. It's all
welding.
Vocational.
They think welding. They think metal machining, which we have in their wonderful programs.
Absolutely.
We also have computer programming, and we have culinary, and we have cosmetology and health careers. And, we kind of have the low bay, high bay. So I'm in the low bay with the other computer kids. And then all the high bay kids are the real, they want to get down and dirty and fix a car and weld something together, or screws and nails and hammers. So we have got all of that.
And all those different disciplines, including digital media, get a chance to compete at the regional, state level, and eventually at the national level, don't they?
Correct. Yeah. So Skills USA is a really cool program that runs nationwide, actually worldwide, with career tech centers. So I always say it's like sports for tech kids. So they practice after school just like you would if you played basketball, and they go to competitions, and us, the teachers, are their advisors. Mm-hmm. And they our state competition is coming up in April. It's April 5th, 6th, and 7th. As a building, we'll be taking over 80 kids to Grand Rapids to compete against other kids across the state of Michigan who specialize in the same stuff they do. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. They actually, even though they're competing against each other, it's kind of like they find their fellow, you know, buddies. So they end up being friends. And but yeah, I will be taking 16 students from my program alone, which I think is, in my 5 years, the most we've ever taken to states.
Yeah.
So, and those kids will compete in things from audio production to television to cinema. The cinema contest, really cool. They have to make a movie in like 4 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they send a prompt and they have to upload it to YouTube, and it's really cool. And then we also do ad design and pin and t-shirt design.
Fun stuff.
So yeah, it's a really diverse things you can choose from, something for everybody. And
and just like with sports, I think that, you know, like using basketball as an analogy, I think a lot of kids that play basketball and are serious about it get to know each other and across the state through, you know, watching each other at playoffs and things like that. I think these kids, probably a lot of them will end up in the same colleges.
Yes.
A lot of them will end up the same profession around Michigan. And they'll be working at a TV station in Flint and say, oh, I remember you from Skills USA.
You're right. Exactly right. And they'll connect on social media and stay in touch with each other. You know, a lot of the kids from my program end up at like College of Creative Studies in Detroit. And so, you know, they'll connect, like you said, connect with each other. A lot of kids like Michigan State's programs, because they have some really nice digital media related programs. So yeah, you're exactly right. I have graduated kids who will tell me, oh yeah, you know, I see kids from Skills USA. And there actually is College Skills USA too. Not every college does it, but Macomb Community College does it. And so I have had some students go to Macomb and then compete in their skills contest.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Neat stuff. This is the time of year when students are starting to fill out their schedules for next year. So if there is a student out there that's serious about digital arts and wants to get involved and sign up, this is the time for them to talk to their counselor, isn't it?
That's right. Yes. They need to get in touch with their counselor. Some of our programs do end up with wait lists. Sometimes my program is one of those. So it is important to talk to your counselor early and come do a shadow and connect with a teacher, because the teachers really can help prepare students for, sometimes they do interviews to pick the slots. Mm-hmm. So the teachers really can help prepare kids for that process and make them successful so that they'll get the class that they'd like.
Right. Neat stuff. Leslie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for
having
me.
Door's always open. Come
anytime.
Thank
you. Great to see you.
You too. Leslie Murphy, the St. Clair Tech digital media teacher with us on WPHM at 20 past 7 o'clock.